Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Smoke it if you got it.
Ooh, don't say that right now.
All right.
Oh, Dr. You might get in trouble.
Right. Fire.
No, we're talking about meat. We're talking
in
about
all
meat.
Forms. Fire. Oh, I don't smoke cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
No, we're talking about meat. We're talking about how people smoke meat, not I don't smoke cigarettes. You know,
yeah. And you're probably against it because it involves fire. You know, you're against.
Well, oh yeah, we got not against.
We got a smoker going in the corner there. Todd's got a smoker going on. Is that safe?
Oh, that's
for us?
Great.
Right in the studio.
It's just smoldering.
Right in the studio.
Yeah.
That is fantastic because I'm sure Nick's head is not just wondering about all the other things in the office he could stick in there and see if they smoke.
Oh, no. Nick's back in the studio now, man. He's back in the studio.
I know. Yeah. I see him eyeing the smoker.
There's lots of stuff we can throw in there.
Yeah,
exactly. That's why you should not have that.
Hey, I tweeted out your, retweeted your T-shirt, vaccinated as F, AF, that's right.
Yes, AF. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I have to thank Twitter. There was somebody who sent me a picture of it, and I said, I have to have that. I have to have that shirt.
Oh, is that how you got that shirt? That's a cool shirt, yeah.
Yes.
Vaccinated AF. I'd wear that shirt, too, actually.
Oh, hell yeah.
Has anybody have you been anywhere where people go, vaccines suck?
I am a... I don't get out as much as I used to, or as much as I'd love to, but yeah. I have absolutely run into some people. Actually, I was phone banking this past weekend, just calling low vaccinated counties, mostly calls to Arkansas,
so
Louisiana, Florida.
They weren't even watching. Yeah. They were watching baseball in Arkansas. They weren't even picking up their phones, were they?
Were you talking to people? And how did that interaction go?
I would start off by saying, I'm a doctor. I'm volunteering to make sure you've been able to get your COVID vaccine. Have you been able to get vaccinated? And
they yelled this back at you.
Yes.
Click.
That is exactly right. I would wait afterwards, specifically if I was calling Arkansas, then I'd say, tell Craig to get off the damn phone so I could talk to somebody else. But for the most part, people had gotten their vaccine.
Okay, good.
There were a handful who had not, and of those who had not, a couple of them were having difficulty finding time. Again, this is an issue for some people whose jobs just do not allow them, and they're not within easy reach of getting a vaccine. Maybe they have issues with transportation or something like that.
Right.
And then there was one person who just said, absolutely not, I'm not getting vaccinated. Hung up on me.
Jesus.
What are you going to do?
Click. Pig suey,
yes.
Click. All right, there you go.
Pig suey, click.
I got a pig to smoke. Click. All right.
I'm surprised anybody answered the phone.
Yeah, that's true. Is it...
I think a lot of people were answering. What's interesting is I've done this for other for during the election season,
yeah.
And a lot of people would hang up when you start to say your name or you ask them. But this, I started by saying, I'm a doctor volunteering, and I think that was the hook I needed for people not to
You are a doctor, right? Yeah.
To
yeah.
say, hey, what does this? Why is this doctor calling my house? Like, what's going on?
When you and did it, Doc, when you did it for voting purposes, you didn't say you were a doctor. You said your name. What'd you say? Like, say, hello.
I say hello,
and then what do you say?
I would say, may I please speak with Mike? My name is Mina. I'm volunteering with.
Mina. You should say you. your English version of your name, basically. You say Mina, right? Okay.
Yes.
So you don't freak people out. Okay.
No. And, you know, it's
some you Indian don't chicks lie, on the phone, right? That kind of stuff.
I am brown, and I'd like you not to vote for Trump.
Yes. I'm a brown child of an immigrant. Let me talk to you now. I'm sure you're excited to talk to me.
I thought if you were brown and you were making calls, your name was automatically Timmy.
Oh, that's
or
right.
That's you know,
right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Jim. Yeah. Jim, right. Steve, Scott, exactly.
I'm Nick.
Oh. I'm Dr. Peggy.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
So,
you know,
did anybody yell at vaccines are a hoax and hang up on you at all?
No, well, somebody said, I'm not getting vaccinated and hung up. And I, you know, what are you going to do? There were some people who had questions. It was nice because there were some people who had questions. Oh, they had been signed up for the J&J. The J&J had gotten stopped, and now they were just hesitant. They didn't know what to do and sort of walked them through what they could do or what are the options. So I have been working.
Were many of them still contemplating the polio vaccine? I'm not quite sure.
Exactly.
I'm looking into it.
I know. Like certain athletes who are still looking into it. And
Sam Darnold of the Carolina Panthers, rich white quarterback kid, basically. He said, I'm looking into it. That must drive you nuts when people say that, you know.
Yeah.
Folks, the last time I checked, this guy is not a doctor, not a virologist, not an epidemiologist.
Not a great
not
quarterback.
A
the Jets got
all.
Rid of him.
Yeah. He's headed straight to the lab after OTAs.
Right.
Please do not take your advice from folks like this. Just like you shouldn't take advice about suntans and sunburns from Tom Brady.
You drink water, you don't get suntan, you don't get burned, right?
And if you're an athlete with a very, very large following that is about 10 times, 100 times larger than mine, and you have these uninformed opinions, please keep them to yourself.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
No,
it's
we don't.
Really hard for me to scream against that kind of a force. But, I can quickly go through this, but I have been volunteering with the Biden administration. They have something called the Community Corps. This month is the the big push to get out the vaccines.
Yep.
And so this weekend, you know, you get this call from the wife of the Surgeon General, and you really can't say no when the wife of the Surgeon General asks you to do something.
Ah.
So we have.
I would have said put the Surgeon General on.
I actually like her. Alice is great. She's a single nice. Oh, she's so nice. I mean, her and Vivek are so, so nice.
Name drop. There you go.
She's on a first name basis.
Name dropping now. All right.
What does she do?
Started DFA.
Is she a doctor as well?
Yeah, they're both doctors.
Okay.
They're both doctors. And they rented a bus and went from state to state when President Obama was trying to get the Affordable Care Act passed, and spoke with people and went to Congress and spoke with congressmen on behalf of their patients. Really, they were original grassroots advocates. So we have started for any doctor, nurse, medical student who's listening, and I will put this on Twitter, I've put together a series of phone banks every Wednesday through the month of June in the evening, and then on Saturday and Sunday, the last weekend in June, for people who are in the healthcare profession specifically to make house calls. And we have a list, a target of these low vaccine uptake counties in states. You will be calling these folks and asking them if they've gotten their vaccine and answering any questions they might have about this. We have to reach out to these folks and do what we can, because this is a big problem. And it's a problem because we have variants that are unfortunately continuing to grow in the United States. They are on track to outpace all the other variants, just like they have in the UK, by July. And this particular Delta variant is, our vaccines are not as good against it. They cause problems for young folks, including 20-year-olds. The studies show that 20-year-olds get just as sick as 60 to 70-year-olds did from the original SARS-CoV-2. Oh, that's how bad
I don't get kids not getting this.
Are all the variants named after airlines?
I was going to say, what's the Southwest variant?
There's Alpha, Beta. There's Alpha, Beta, Delta.
Yeah.
I think they're doing it by the Greek.
Because people are idiots, and Delta's probably bumming. Oh, jeez, it's called the Delta.
Call it Alaska Air.
Yeah.
Poor Delta.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this Delta variant has affected other countries around the world, including like Singapore has reported they have had a huge rise in kids under the age of 12 who have gotten sick, and these are children who are not eligible for vaccines.
I did hear that. So, and what makes me mad is they were talking about West Virginia, because West Virginia is also a state. The Southwest, Southeast, West Virginia, and Wyoming, they're the worst. And and it said that these vaccines are sitting around now waiting to be used, and people are not getting them, so they want to ship them somewhere because these are gold other places, you know, basically.
Yeah,
and
they will expire. Yeah, we need to get them into arms. Right. And the problem is that in these states, we are going to see surges of COVID. We are going to see surges. Hopefully it will not be as bad. Hopefully hospitals will not be as overwhelmed. But if these variants are there, they will be transmitted more, and there will be some people who have been vaccinated who will still get sick because, again, the vaccines, the virus evolves. It just evolves. That's what it does. And so this is why there's this huge push to please get this, get as many people vaccinated. And look, it does not have to be a doctor who makes house calls because, you know, we have all the free time in the world.
How do you not say you're an idiot on the phone?
Have you talked to anybody in Wyoming who didn't want to get the vaccine and they had to go because they have to vaccinate their cattle? I bet you in Wyoming there are more vaccinated cattle than people. I guarantee you there are.
Unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
Because people take care of their cattle.
They were talking to
I got to take care of my cattle.
I heard them talking to a couple of Alabama residents on the way in on the news, and one guy goes, I'm good. I'm not getting it. And the other guy said he wasn't going to get it, but his mom just died of it. Seriously, he said that. My mom died, so she died on the 21st. I signed up the 22nd.
Matter of factly,
he said that. He was like, matter of factly, my mom died. My mom died, the guy said, but I wasn't going to get it. My mom died of it, so I'll get it tomorrow.
I will tell you that.
Then he went roll tide and he hung up.
It is so hard as doctors, and I actually, a colleague of mine who is a pulmonary specialist, a lung specialist, it just started ranting at me in a back room because he had a patient who was waiting. We're doing lung transplants on young folks who have had such bad COVID, their lungs just do not work anymore.
Oh,
and so there's a woman who is in the ICU waiting for a lung transplant, and he goes in, and there's a whole checklist that you have to do for, you know, if they get the transplant, they go home. And one of them is everyone in the family vaccinated? And the husband says, well, we're not vaccinated. We didn't think we need to. And goes, your wife is right here waiting for a lung transplant.
Right.
And, you know, so some of this is just misinformation, which is why it is incumbent upon us but to promote this and speak up and talk about it. But it also is just having people talk to them at their level.
You're better than
and
we
listen
are.
Listen to them.
Yeah.
We
just say,
and by the way,
are your cows vaccinated? That's what Todd would do if he called you. I'm Todd. I'm not a doctor. Are your cows vaccinated? Well, then get one, you stupid son of a bitch.
Then get one yourself, too.
I will also say
there are phone banks for non-healthcare workers. Made to Save has a ton of these. Anyone can call. We all have stories. We've all experienced this pandemic. And all you have to do is just, you know, remember a lot of this hesitancy is rooted in fear. It's scary. This has been a very scary time. There's been tons of information. It's hard to know what to trust and who to listen to. And just having somebody who cares.
Just the numbers alone, though. I get that what you're saying, the fear, but the fear would be like when Nick got his and you got yours the first month and before anybody else did, maybe. But you did it right away because you were eligible and so was Nick because Nick's a pharmacist on the side. But once you put, I don't know, millions and millions of millions and millions of shots in arms, everybody walking around being healthy.
Many of these people are getting their news from places not trustworthy, so you need to explain to them, and this is why a lot of people.
I'll tell you, the evil people. The evil people are the people on those TV stations you're talking about that got the vaccine and are not, and then not saying anything about that, and then pushing the anti-vax.
Right, Tucker Carlson.
Perfect.
I have no tolerance whatsoever for those people who are pushing misinformation in the setting.
All right, let me ask you this though: if there were any ill effects to the vaccine, certainly we would have seen them by now, right?
Yes. So
three, four years from now, we're not all going to be dropping dead of the vaccine.
No. Listen. And this is a really important point that Paul Offit, who's here at the Children's Hospital, he actually is one of the co-inventors of the rotavirus vaccine. He makes this excellent point that in the history of vaccines, going back all the way to the very first vaccine we ever had, the adverse events, the serious events that we were worried about always showed up within 2 to 4 weeks after the vaccine. We are well beyond 2 to 4 weeks for millions and millions of people. In fact, in the clinical trials, it's been over a year. We have not seen any adverse events like that. And in fact, we've done these vaccines in immunocompromised people. We've done them in transplant patients. We've started vaccinating children. Pregnant women, no serious adverse events. The worst thing that can happen is you feel crappy for 24 hours.
I would say your cow's fine, right? Well, then get one.
Okay, cows are fine. Children are fine. Pregnant women are fine. There's no, it's not mass chaos. It is all fine. So these are safe, and people who are worried about these long-lasting effects, that is not the case here. But we do risk having these surges of variants that will break through our vaccines if we can't get vaccinated. And this is also why I was so happy yesterday to hear that the current administration is participating in this entity called COVAX. This is a global entity.
Oh, yeah, we're handing out millions and millions.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now you got me curious. What was the first vaccine we ever had?
It would have been smallpox.
Oh, remember the good old days when smallpox was kicking ass, man.
I think that was a hoax.
I think that was a hoax. You
don't believe it.
Have we done any other crap? You got anything to yell at us about?
Yes, you have. Okay.
I want to get to
that. The whole reason I called is because I was just sitting here, and as Mike pointed out, I was just thinking, because I'm a Yalie, so I don't do any quote unquote real thinking. I'm just thinking.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you. Very much. But a couple, just quickly about COVAX, the Biden administration did buy up 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine and is donating it to COVAX. And COVAX is really dedicated to getting this to every country in the world. And that is so important because we can stop these variants from occurring. But we got to vaccinate our own damn people, too. People, please get vaccinated.
Right.
All right, so for the old white dudes in the back of the room, a reminder, a fetus cannot live outside of the womb.
Oh, that's right, the Mississippi governor. Yeah, Mississippi governor said that.
In
15 weeks, it can walk around and get a gig, too, by the way.
Yeah. No, it cannot.
What if you put it on
get a job?
Can you put it on a hot plate? Keep it warm for a while?
There's a medical reason we refer to it as a fetus and not a baby or a child. That is correct medical terminology. And there's also a reason I called both of my children parasites until they were born, because that is literally what they are.
They still are. All kids are parasites.
Yeah, they still are. Absolutely.
Yeah.
At 23 weeks, the chance of survival is only about 1 in 10. We do not consider, therefore, any chance of survival before 20 to 23 weeks.
Got
it.
All right.
And most likely that early, the child is more likely to be handicapped. And so, no, 15 weeks, this is not a viable anything. Stop legislating women, please. Let us make decisions about our own bodies.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. But that old white, the old dude is just a white dude from Mississippi there. Their governor, he's an idiot there, yeah.
How about stop trying to legislate morality?
That's right.
You just can't do it.
Let the women get abortions. Where do they get those?
Let something
right
huge.
In the abortion hole.
Thank you. Yeah, right. That's exactly right, Craig. Thank you.
Time.
There was a question about whether BMI like BMI. We don't like it, and it doesn't seem to be accurate or anything. But I just want to remind.
Yeah, Nick was bitching about.
Yeah.
I'm teetering. I realize that everybody needs to lose weight. I get that, unless you're just really, really skinny. But it does seem to be. That's kind of ridiculous, those BMI things. Obviously, they're correct. They're obviously correct medically. They just seem kind of ridiculous.
I don't know that, you know, no, there's actually very fair criticism for the BMI.
Okay,
but
the
important aspect of it is that it correlates with a ton of medical complications.
You said ton.
So
like
increasing BMI, being overweight or obese, correlates with diabetes, cardiovascular disease, including stroke, cancers, including pancreatic cancer, colorectal cancer, breast, kidney, reproduction issues, problems breathing, memory and cognitive function, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. All of these things correlate with BMI. This is the description of certain states, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Wouldn't it suck if you had a fatty liver and you didn't drink the non-alcoholic?
I know.
It really does suck. Let me tell you, people are like, what are you talking about? I don't drink. I'm like, but that's not going to be a problem. Your liver's still fat. And I think Todd had asked what percentage of the United States is overweight and not obese. And I will say that if you go to the CDC map now, you cannot get those statistics. And the reason is that such a high percentage of states are now obese that they had to completely change their
how they raised the weight class. Okay.
They had to raise the weight. Absolutely. And there's a certain year, I can't remember what it is, but it was in the 1990s when they
said,
we're
sorry. You're below three bills, you're fine. Okay.
Is it changing the sizing charts? So the women
are... You had to change.
I'm still wearing a medium.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they had to completely
I had a baby 10 years ago.
The entire, the classifications, because now there was such a high percentage of people who were obese that it didn't even make sense to report out overweight anymore. It was just absolutely not. And so I'll post the map, and really it's just D.C. and Colorado who are hanging out at the 20 to 25% that are obese. Everybody else is higher than that.
Everybody.
Unfortunately.
Everybody.
Every other state. Every other state is.
Oh, man.
Please, folks, get your vaccines.
Yes.
I'll post the information about signing up for these phone banks for anyone who can. And just remember to ask everybody around you. Let's get this done this month, please.
You've put your finger on the problem. It's like, I would go get the vaccine, but I got to eat.
Yeah.
Look, we have you get free donuts and beer if you get
a
vaccine.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Donuts and beer.
Get vaccinated.
Love you, Doc.
What do people want? Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
But she says bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Isn't that hot?
Oh, she's been practicing that on the phone bank.
Sure. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Now, you imagine being on the phone bank, one of us? Hey,
no.
How you doing? Get a vaccine, you dumbass.
I do that every morning. Ask them how it ends.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.